This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored that India has a rich tradition of storytelling and an extraordinary pool of creative talent which can be leveraged to strengthen the nation's position as a global hub for content creation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he met the co-CEO of Netflix, Ted Sarandos, in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also noted that during the meeting, they discussed the immense potential of India's media and entertainment sector. Addressing a conference of content creators in New Delhi last year, Mr. Modi called upon them to share India's stories to the world.
हम एक साथ मिलकर क्रिएट ऑन इंडिया मूवमेंट की शुरुआत हम भारत से जुड़ी स्टोरीज को भारत के संस्कृति को भारत के हेरिटेज और ट्रेडिशंस को पूरी दुनिया से शेयर करें हम भारत की अपनी स्टोरी सबको सुनाएं लेट अस क्रिएट ऑन इंडिया क्रिएट फॉर द वर्ल्ड आप ऐसा कंटेंट क्रिएट करिए जो आपके साथ ही आपके देश हम सबका देश भारत को भी ज्यादा से ज्यादा लाइक्स दे और इसके लिए हमें ग्लोबल ऑडियंस को भी एंगेज करना होगा दुनिया की यूनिवर्सिटीज के साथ दुनिया के नौजवानों के साथ जुड़ना होगा आज पूरी दुनिया में लोग भारत के बारे में जानना चाहते
Meanwhile, Netflix India said that during the meeting, the two leaders discussed their shared vision of taking India's media and entertainment industry to the global stage. The streaming platform also announced the launch of the Netflix India Storytelling Initiative, an investment aimed at nurturing the next generation of India's creative talent through skilling and education partnerships with the Indian Institute of Creative Technologies and the National Film Development Corporation. The government has extended the tenure of Dr. T.V. Somanathan as the Cabinet Secretary by 1 year. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet, ACC, has approved the one-year extension in the service of Dr. T.V. Somanathan as Cabinet Secretary beyond 30th of August 2026. The ACC has also approved the tenure extension of Govind Mohan as the Home Secretary by 1 year. Students intensified their protest over alleged irregularities in the recruitment examinations in Jharkhand. Ahead of the monsoon session of the State Assembly, set to begin today, five protesters, including two women, joined Jharkhand Lok Tantrik Krantikari Morcha leader Devendranath Mehto, who has been on a hunger strike for the past 4 days. Mehto's health became a matter of concern after his blood sugar and pressure levels dropped significantly. Chief Minister Hemant Soren yesterday asserted that his government was committed to solving students' problems. In a post on social media, he said his government is working on this matter with complete seriousness. In Uttarakhand, intermittent rainfall continues across the state with orange alert issued for Dehradun, Chamoli and Bageshwar. In view of the warning, a holiday has been declared for all schools from classes 1st to 12th and Anganwadi centres today in Dehradun and also some other districts. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviewed the preparedness of the Disaster Management and Rehabilitation Department. More on this from our correspondent.
The Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed all disaster management and relief agencies in the state to remain alert and to work with utmost vigilance to effectively deal with any possible disaster situation. He has also emphasized monitoring of vulnerable areas, rivers and streams. Chief Minister has instructed district magistrates to keep their district emergency operational centers operational 24 hours and to ensure prompt action on every incident. He said that preventing any loss of life under all circumstances is the government's highest priority. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani Samachar, Dehradun.
The government has said that 60 merchant vessels carrying cargo were safely moved through the Strait of Hormuz despite the heightened security situation in the West Asia region. Replying to a question in Parliament, the government also disclosed that 3,972 Indian seafarers were repatriated from the Gulf region, while a round-the-clock crisis management system handled tens of thousands of distress calls and emails. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has paid tributes to the former Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj on her death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that through her incisive oratory, sensitive leadership and unwavering dedication to the nation's interest, Sushma Swaraj carved out a distinctive place in Indian politics. And that is the end of this news.